Springald watched him as he studied the whole thing, the twin rocks and the tree trunk wedged inside the gorge.
You know something about this, don't you?
The otter spread the map he had brought from Redwall.
See here, this is the Bell and the Badger Rocks. Now this spot is where the Lord of Mossflower once stood. Old Briggy said that it was a large tree which had fallen down long ago. I reckon that tree trunk down there is the one that's marked on the map. After it fell down, some creatures must have rolled it into the gorge to make a bridge. I wager it took a lot of beasts to do the job, but they didn't know they was doing us a favour when they took on the task. Is that rope long enough, matey?
Sorrow, who had fetched Cosbro's rope along with her, dangled its length over the side.
Aye, it falls a bit short on the trunk, but it'll do.
Satisfied, the otter issued orders.
You three young'uns, go back and break camp. Fetch everything back here with you. Make as little noise as possible. There's something about this area I don't like. It might be only a feeling, but I'm taking no chances. Sarrow, me and you will rig this rope up. Remember now, be quiet.
Horty and the two maids did not take long to pack the gear and break camp. Returning to the spot, they found that Bragoon had broken his staff in two pieces and driven them into a crack near the rim. Sarrow tested the rope she had tied around the wood. Without further ado, she went silently and skillfully down, using her footpaws on the rock walls for balance. She dropped lightly onto the trunk and twirled her tail several times as a signal that everything was all right. One by one, they descended into the dark, quiet chasm, Bragoon being last to go. The five travellers perched precariously on the tree trunk. Sorrow gave the rope a swift upward flick, bringing it down with them. Horty peered across the gorge nervously.
I say, Brag, old scout, we could do with a torch to light us over this thing. It looks jolly dangerous to me, what?
The otter glared at him.
Shh, don't talk. Your voice echoes off the side down here.
Sarrow knotted her and the others into a line, with herself at the front and Bragoon at the rear. Getting down on all fours, the five creatures inched out onto the long trunk. It seemed like an eternity, crawling over the wide expanse, with nothing beneath them but empty space and total blackness. Sometimes, the big log quivered as one of them. They crouched there, still, until Sarrow moved forward again. Bragoon emitted a hushed sigh of relief when they finally made it onto the ledge at the far side. Fenner peered into the gloom, looking fearfully at Sarrow. The squirrel saw three black holes, which looked like entrances in the rock face. She nodded and placed a paw to her lips in a gesture of silence. Untying her four friends from the rope, she coiled it about her waist and began climbing up the other side of the gorge. They watched her ascending the rock face with all the grace of a born squirrel climber. Bragoon kept casting anxious glances toward the three dark, forbidding entrances, but no signs of life showed there. Sarrow made it to the top in good time. Finding a convenient boulder, she tied the rope about it and lowered it to her companions. As they began the upward climb, the otter was still keeping a weather eye upon the dark holes. Once all five travellers were safely together on top of the far side, Horty laughed out loud.
Well, chaps, that's that. I suppose it's all right for one to make sounds now. It's almost as bad as being hungry for a brilliant speaker like me not being able to flipping well talk. Absolute torture, what?
Bragoon could not help smiling at the young hare.
Go on, mate. Talk away. Even sing if you like.
Ever willing to oblige, the garrulous hare burst into song.
Oh, it ain't much fun when you must keep mum and they tell you not to speak. Standing about with a tight shut mouth and your tongue stuck in your cheek. Cause being silent makes me violent, I want to roar and shout. Woo, yaboo, I'm telling you, I've lots to talk about. Hello, good day, how are you? Say the sky went dark last night, but it got bright this morning, so things turned out all right. Well, there might be rain, but then again we'll face the storm together. In wind or snow, oh, don't you know, let's talk about the weather. Woohoo, yaboo, I'm telling you, I'll whisper, yell or shout. I'll nut and blab or chat and gab, I've lots to talk about.